do this. We'll just take a couple minutes. I know that it's, I see the time, but let's take a couple minutes and let's start on a, or continue on in our study in 1 John. We'll cover just a couple things here tonight, and then we'll finish up by God's grace next week. 1 John. We already discussed the author and the recipients. Remember, the date and location are unknown. John is very pastoral in his nature here, very concerned about their spiritual walk with the Lord and them finding assurance of their salvation, but as well overcoming the false teaching. So as we get down to the theme, this is what I just want, we'll walk through the theme tonight and be done. I've tried to wrap this together. Several things seem to be happening and John's mind seems to be full. So to nail him down, he would say, well, yeah, but don't forget about this too. Right? I wanted to tell them about this. So I put it almost really in paragraph form, although it's one long sentence. Here we go. John's first epistle was written to bring joyful assurance of salvation with its accompanying assurance of fellowship with Christ, His Father, and His obedient followers. So in our salvation, when we're saved and we know we're saved and He shares the characteristics of the believer, it fills our heart with joy. We can know for sure that our security is guaranteed. But it also brings this wonderful fellowship with Christ, of course, with His Father, and then with those who have trusted Christ as well, fellow believers, all right? And so this is written to bring this assurance to the believer, and this believer, though, needs to be one who is, not needs to be, is one who is in the midst, he's surrounded by, that's the last phrase there, is surrounded by antichrist and false spirits. No wonder their struggle. It seems as though this church that he was writing to, was it the church at Ephesus? We're not sure exactly. The people he was writing to were being surrounded by false teaching. And it caused them to wonder. And in fact, as we look down through, and let's look at these verses real quick, then I'll give you a little explanation. Chapter 5, go to chapter 5. And John, like he does in his gospel, he really mentions the theme at the end. If you remember in our study in John, John chapter 20, I think it's around verse 13, something like that, where 31, verse 31, where he mentions that these were written that you may know that you have that Jesus is the Son of God. I'm sorry, and I could have written a lot more, but this is sufficient for you to know. So too here he says this in verse 13 of chapter 5: these things have I written. So I wrote this book unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God that ye may know. I wrote that you would know that you have eternal life. You don't have to doubt or wonder. And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Notice, by the way, that our faith is active. It's not stagnant. One of the fallacies, really it's an aberration, it's a wrong teaching of salvation, is in a sense it's once and done. Now it is once and done in the sense that once you accept Christ as your Savior, you're secure. But it's not over. It's just begun. Okay? One of the points, and this is what he's trying to say here in verse 13. I wrote these so that you know that you have eternal life and that you may believe. Well, you say, wait a second, I already believed. Right. And if you're saved, you're still believing. How do I know that I'm saved? Because right now, right here today, at this moment, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died for my sins, that I've accepted that salvation for my guilt, for my punishment, that Christ has paid my sin and He is my Savior and I'm obeying Him as my Lord. That's how I know I'm saved, because I believe that. Right now, right here. Does that make sense? So a part of our assurance is the reality that that's true today. It's not, we have come in our American fundamentalism, Baptist at times, to so tie, and it's, please don't overtake, don't get this wrong, but to so tie our salvation to this exact moment when I got saved, and I can remember what I said exactly and all those things, and that's not what's important. What's important is, do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He rose again the third day, and that He's your Savior? And if your answer is yes, guess what? You're saved. Hallelujah. All right, make sense? And that's why John wrote this, all right? He wanted these, because there had been a lot of doubt been thrown at them. All right? Chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Here we pick up some more of the theme and the idea. That which I have, which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. All right. So John is writing, we're declaring things that we've already seen and heard, that ye also may have fellowship with us. You see, in salvation, there's this bond between believers, and truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things write we unto you that your joy may be full. Where do I find joy? Verse 3, fellowship with the Father and the Son. When I know that Jesus is my Savior and my Lord, I'm obeying and following Him, guess what? I have joy. I can face life. Not because of who I am, but because of who my wonderful Father is. My wonderful Savior is. So there's a part of the theme too. Chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. Little children, it is the last time. And as we have heard, as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists. There are people already in that tradition. This goes all the way back to, can I put it this way? Genesis chapter 10. Nimrod. Babylon. All right? Who's the Antichrist? Anyone that's in Babylon. They're against Christ, okay? So, whereby we know that we are in the last times. There's a lot of them around. We're in the last days. They went out from us. What a tragedy. There were people that looked like Christians, act like Christians, smelled like Christians, said they were Christians, said they were saved, but they left us. They went out from us, but they were not of us. They were charlatans. They were hoaxes. For if they had been of us, what would happen? They would no doubt have continued with us. Of course, because they believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and Jesus is their Savior, the Heavenly Father is their Father, they would have stayed with us. It's evident that they weren't. All right? But they went out that they might be made manifest, that it might be revealed that they were not all of us. It really goes back to the parable of the soils. All right? There's some that anon, is that old English word, anon, with joy, they received it. But then the cares of this world, the weeds, grew up. And it became evident that they had not really believed. They were just a part of the movement. They with joy. It was like, it sounds like Pentecostalism to me. Get into the emotion of it. And there's no reality. It's all surface. Okay. So that's what happened with these folks. Then finally, chapter 4, verse 1, and then we'll be done. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So there's this combination of bringing assurance of salvation and yet bringing stern warning. You've got to pay attention to truth. You've got to guard against that spirit of Antichrist, the false teachings, because those false teachings will destroy you, will destroy God's work in you. So, okay, so there's the theme. You might want to remind yourself of that, and then next week we'll start running into the volume and the value of the book. It's moving and it's challenging. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the evening together. Thank you for the things we've learned from your word. Thank you for really the challenge from Matt Davis. May we be found faithful. Lord, may we know that we know that we're saved. Thank you that you gave us this book to live out these truths in our life and to find wonderful assurance in our Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Give us a good rest of the week. Please prosper the project on Friday and Saturday, that would run smoother than anticipated. In your name we pray. Amen. Good night, folks.